Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Hello!
Ulukoot, Molly.
Ulukoot.
Ulukoot.
What is that?
That means good afternoon in Eskimo.
Oh, 'tis the season.
It's so freaking cold outside.
Yes. Oh my God.
I feel like we could be Eskimos, so I wanted to bring their culture to our podcast.
Thank
today.
You. I appreciate your diversity.
Ulukoot, Molly.
Ulukoot to you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it is so frigid, you guys.
Yes.
Although by the time this comes out, it might be a little bit warmed up.
Well, so I mean, everybody has been suffering here in the Midwest with the -20, -30 temperatures.
Insane.
And I thought it was funny. I saw one of my friends put on Facebook, they were like, totally normal that it's -20 today and supposed to be 52 on Sunday. That's a 70 degree difference in weather.
Right.
70 degrees.
I feel like every year, now it hasn't been this cold
before. We are going to die.
All of a sudden we just explode.
This is the apocalypse.
But I do feel like every year, not to this extreme, but there will be a day where it's super cold and then like 2 days later, I just remember every year somebody always saying, can you believe it was only 18 2 days ago? You know, and like people are busting out the shorts, you know. I always think it's super funny. I think it was even my husband that said, you know, that he was probably repeating somebody himself, but that depending on the time of year, whether it be spring or fall, you know, the difference in clothing that people wear when it's like 50 degrees.
But it's the same temperature.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's 50 degrees in the fall. You're wearing a sweater and a scarf and a light jacket.
Yeah.
50 degrees in the winter or spring or whatever. You're
busting
in shorts.
Shorts and those ugly ass Crocs. It's time to get your Crocs out.
Oh, totally. The Crocs.
Yeah, it's time to get your Crocs out. They're waterproof. They can slosh through that sleet and snow.
Oh, no.
Let's not
push for that.
It's just so cold that it's like, I mean, even today felt a little bit warmer and it was 5.
Yeah. Compared to -18.
But I just want to take a minute because of this polar vortex, snowpocalypse, Armageddon BS that Mother Nature has shitted upon us.
Right. We're all going down.
Right. So I just wanted to bring a thing here because apparently I never knew this happened until it woke my ass up at 5 o'clock in the morning the other morning.
Okay.
Was an ice quake.
I saw something about that earlier today about ice quakes in Chicago.
Oh, like cryoseismic activity.
I didn't have the time to look at what it is. What is it?
It scares the poop out of you, first of all. So I thought like all of a sudden at 5 o'clock in the morning, I seriously thought somebody had taken a boulder and hit the side of the house. Like it was this huge crack, boom, noise.
Really?
So I shoot out of bed. I'm like, who's breaking in? What's happening?
Right.
What do we got to do? And then I was like, who ran into the side of the
house? You got your mace in the hand.
Right? Like, who ran into the side of the house? Like, what's happening? And then I'm sitting there, and finally, after, you know, you start to rationalize a little bit, like, okay, something woke me up, and I was like, okay, maybe ice just fell off the roof, right?
Oh,
ice fell off the
sense.
Roof and that kind of thing. And of course, like, by that point, I was already awake, so I'm scrolling all over Facebook and Instagram, and there is a bunch of people talking about these ice quakes. So basically what happens is, I mean, it makes total sense, when water gets into the ground and these temperatures freeze so much like they do, it expands that frozen and it basically creates a seismic event. Like it creates a ice quake.
Okay.
So it all of a sudden expands and the earth cracks.
Yeah.
And creates this loud boom or popping noise. And so, so I heard another one go off probably about 45 minutes later, and it was like this boom. I'm like, oh my God.
That's crazy. I'm such a hard sleeper that I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, the last two nights, it woke me up the last couple of nights, and it was like random times throughout the night. And of course, then like my anxiety and brain like automatically went to, the whole earth is going to open up and it's going to swallow us whole.
Bye-bye.
We're all going to die and this is it. And I haven't told everyone yet that I love them. And what do I do?
What about the podcast?
I know. I was like, am I wearing clean underwear? Like, I mean, it's just, you know, and then I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's just like a small crack in the sidewalk. Like, that's right, how right. things happen. But
still,
it was so loud.
That unfamiliar sound is super scary.
Well, it freaks me out because if the ground is truly that expanding and like cracking, like, we are going to die.
Oh, good God.
So I might be moving away from Illinois if I can't, because this is ridiculous.
Right, right, right.
I mean, they canceled, like, not work, but basically the entire town, like, shut down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody's been working
from
home.
All the bars were shut down.
Yeah. Then you know there's a problem.
Right. When the churches, when the churches and bars are closed.
For sure.
When you can't go to your steeple church or your neon church, then there's a problem. So, yeah, so I have a feeling tomorrow, crazy. Like, on driving around, it's going to be absolutely bananas.
I'm sure.
It's supposed to be, like, 28.
Yeah. People are going to be out in
summer. Yeah. And they're going to be out because everybody's been confined to their house. So, I'm sure the streets are going to be a shit show.
Looking all weird and moly when they come out of their house. Yeah. Like, blinded by light.
The sun. Like the penguin when he comes out in Batman.
Yeah. Totally.
We're going to all be looking like a dumbass Danny DeVito or whatever.
That's awesome.
Fucking Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah, it's too much. I've hit that point definitely in the season where I'm just done. And it just makes me just sad to see the gray. And it just really is a decision I make every single day to, like, be positive.
Yeah, it's
you
hard.
Know,
it's
where
harder.
It's not just natural, where it's just like, okay, just... suck it up, work through it, we're almost done, almost, like, come on, come on.
Well, I know my boyfriend will go tanning. Like, I used to kind of joke about people, but that seasonal affective disorder is a thing.
Right,
like,
you need that vitamin D, or sad. I don't know if you get vitamin D from tanning, but
I get vitamin D elsewhere, Molly.
Well, you know, it's an activity that is done in the colder months. You know, there's a lot of birthdays in November because Valentine's Day is in the middle of winter.
I did see a couple of memes about, like, oh, I can't wait for all them polar vortex babies to be popping out in October.
Right.
So, absolutely. That should be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, so he'll go tanning. And, yeah, because it is. It's, I mean, when you miss the sun and, like, the heat on your...
Yeah, absolutely.
Skin, I mean, it's hotter in Hades than here right now just because it's...
Everybody's cranked up their heat.
I'm so afraid.
We're all boiling.
We're gonna die.
So yeah, I'm a little worried about stuff freezing up, you know, just like pipes and everything like that. Yeah. Just making sure, like, we're like, you know, every now and again, just turn the sink on. Make sure the water's still working. You know.
So far, so good. We didn't lose power at all. I mean,
no,
it was great.
Knock on wood for
absolutely.
Sure.
So, well, we hope all of our listeners are staying warm, and hopefully it gave you... while you were stuck inside, those of you here listening to us in the Midwest, or they said 75% of the U.S. was experiencing, like, colder than normal temperatures. So hopefully it gave you a chance to catch up on our podcast. But so, well, why don't we, you came to listen for a reason, so.
Okay.
I'll stop babbling. Molly, what do you got for, what do you got for us this week?
Okay. Well, this is a topic, actually, in these cold, cold winter days, this is something that can warm you up. For sure.
Okay.
This is actually a topic that I've had on my list for a couple months to bring to the podcast. And then you and I were talking, like, last week, I think, and you had mentioned that you had never heard of it. So I thought that I would do a little bit of research.
Yes.
And it's not something that's brand new, but it is a huge, I would say, fad.
I had never heard of it. If you're about to talk about what I think you're about to talk about.
Yeah. Not to string you guys along any longer. My topic this week is butter coffee. Butter coffee.
Butter coffee.
Yes. So, as I discovered last week, you had never heard of this.
I had never heard of this.
Okay, so this is a new trend that's going around. Newer, let me say. It's been around probably at least for a year or so. That
as long as butter and coffee have
been around. Butter and coffee. And I actually remember seeing something a couple years ago that, like, a celebrity was doing this. They were on, like, a late night talk show, and they were like, she was talking about how she adds butter, like a blob of butter, to her coffee.
It just makes me,
it sounds not appetizing to me. If for our, you know, listeners of our previous episodes know that I love coffee.
I drink
coffee all the time.
Oh, I'm such a slave.
All different kinds, you know, all different ways and all that stuff. So, but
she snorts
still
it.
I snorted. Is that what you said? Only if I could. Yeah. Ground up beans right up there. Ow! So, So butter coffee, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need to know more about it because I don't know a ton.
Okay, so what is it? Now, one thing that was prominent on everything that I researched and everything like that is that you are using grass-fed butter.
Oh.
So cows that are solely grass-fed,
really?
Like organic type of
butter. So this makes a difference.
Apparently it does.
Okay.
Apparently, well, if you're, because a lot of people are drinking this butter coffee for like diet type reasons.
For weight loss and or that kind of stuff. Okay.
So the grass-fed, there was like so many different sites that just they underlined like exclamation grass-fed butter.
So I can't believe it's not butter.
Not going to work for you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What if you just put Fabio in your coffee?
That's a whole other kind of coffee.
Okay. Talk about hot coffee.
He's like 70, right? Okay.
Oh, I think so, yeah. Sorry. Okay, go on.
Yowzer. Okay. So, butter coffee, basically. Okay. So, like, a recipe for butter coffee is 1 tablespoon of grass-fed butter.
Okay.
Then 1 tablespoon of medium-chain triglyceride.
Okay.
Oil.
Oil. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Medium chain triglyceride oil or MCT.
Okay.
Which basically is coconut oil.
Oh, okay.
So a tablespoon of coconut oil.
Okay.
And in a cup of your favorite coffee.
Okay. I'm going to let you keep going.
It just sounds really gross.
It does. It does. It sounds like it's going to taste like
fatty and gross and slimy and like
there was
I don't
like
know.
There was a real quick there was I my mind always goes back to like TV shows or movies or song lyrics or something, and there is a Will and Grace episode where she's like, oh, I've always wanted to try a hot buttered rum.
Yeah.
And so like she tastes it and then spits it out, and the guy's like, what's wrong with it? And she's like, oh, it's like hot rum with butter in it.
Hot butter.
Pretty much. That's what it is, you know? And that's what I just imagine this just tastes like.
Yeah. Butter coffee.
Coffee with butter in it.
And that's what it is.
And a little oil.
Okay, so the people that are like on this new fad or trend, I'm gonna use the word fad.
Okay.
Because I feel like it might die down. But basically, what it does is the fats from the butter, they take time to break down.
Okay.
So it slows down the caffeine release that's coming out of your coffee. So if you just drink a black cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's what I usually.
It's just like you get that zing. You know, all of a sudden it just hits you and like you're flying.
Sure.
So that's also what could cause like the jitters, like the caffeine related jitters or whatever. Okay. So this slows down the spike of spike of energy from caffeine.
Okay.
It also makes you feel fuller. For up to 6 hours.
You just ate butter.
Right? Just glob some butter and some coconut oil.
It's
that's really
oil
fatty
just
too.
Sitting in your stomach. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fat in butter and oil. Like,
people also are claiming that it is brain food by improving mental acuity and focus.
I've heard that about the triglycerides. Like, I have heard
I think that's what the coconut oil puts in there.
But if you look at that actual triglycerides, I think there's like 13 or 14 grams of fat in those as well. So it's like you double that plus what's in the butter.
Yep. Your fat content is big in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it also, they are claiming that it curbs your appetite, which is for weight loss. So that really, I think what a lot of people that are part of like the fad or the trend that's going on, they're doing that bulletproof coffee, which is like, So I looked up what Bulletproof is. So basically, they are a company that has coined this trend.
Okay.
So a lot of people will say,
who came up with this? Like, I'm going to throw some butter in here.
Like through whatever research that they did, they figured that this was going to work.
Couldn't have thrown a piece of chocolate in that. Told me it was weight loss.
They did have like chocolate flavored ones that you could buy.
Jesus.
So basically, like Bulletproof, like jumped on this whole like butter coffee craze, coined everything. So you will hear people say in conjunction with butter coffee / Bulletproof coffee.
I've heard Bullet Coffee. Yeah. So, okay.
So that, but Bulletproof is actually the brand that you can go and you can buy like, they're like those paper containers of like cold coffee.
Okay.
That you just like drink.
Yeah.
That you can drink straight up. But a lot of the research that I was doing was just solely on just like, what is butter coffee? Where people are literally just making a cup of coffee, globbing some butter in there and globbing coconut oil in there.
So it's supposed to help curb...
your appetite.
Okay.
And then also improve skin tone and complexion.
Oh, Jesus.
So this, I guess, what it does with the butter and the fat, that the way that it's in there, it is the... it aids in the role of your liver in digestion.
Okay.
And it, like, basically kickstarts your liver up. So that you digest things differently.
Okay.
So, and then the coconut oil supports your production of high-density lipoprotein.
Sure.
Which is, like, the good cholesterol.
Okay.
So, they're saying basically... So, okay, again, all I've seen, like...
You guys,
like,
can throw all kinds of science words at me all day. I know. Diet and exercise is what works.
No. So...
not even diet, just clean eating.
Yeah. So, like, when I'm doing this, like, all of the science stuff is coming up, and I didn't even write any of that down in my notes. I was like, this is science words. So, like...
science words.
I should just write science words in my notes. So, yeah. Okay, so all I'm thinking about when I'm doing, like, thinking about butter coffee is just having a cup of coffee and, like spooning, like, a blob of butter into your cup. You know, and like a blob of coconut oil. Well, basically they said they recommend that you blend it in a blender.
Oh.
Otherwise, you're going to, or you still may, with the blending, see tiny droplets of fat floating in your cup called micelles, something like that. I don't know. Another science word.
Hashtag science word.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're, like, drinking this coffee. I'm sure, like, all this stuff is happening. But then there's, like, droplets of fat.
Well, and then you're just going to basically shit yourself. Because not only is coffee, like...
I mean, you just kind of ruined coffee for me.
A digestive stimulant. But then butter is just, like, probably sliding it through.
That's how you lose all that weight.
That's how you're losing weight, is because you're shitting yourself. And then you're kind of full because you just ate a shit ton of fat.
Oh.
Right? Like, you just drank a shit ton of fat. So
gross. I don't know.
Of course it's going to probably curb your appetite. But the thing that cracks me up, though, is that, so you talked about it being high fat. And I'm sure I'm going to probably honk off a lot or peeve a lot of our listeners. And I apologize for that. So I'm going to preface this by saying, if it works for you, I think that's great.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, if you can drink your fatty coffee.
If you want to drink your fatty coffee. But I've looked at, and I'm not saying that this it's not going to work, but, like, everybody's in that keto craze, too, now all of a sudden. Like,
right.
And if you really look at the keto craze... it's all this high fat, mm-hmm. which is kind of what this is following, is that high fat, and then you only eat small amounts, or you do these, you know, in these interval times. But you're kind of depriving your body of things that it needs. And a lot of the research that I found is that they're saying, yes, it's working now. It's not sustainable, but it's going to cause you several health problems in 20 years.
Yeah.
Because you are putting your body in ketosis. Like, you are basically shocking your body. It's harmful to your liver.
Right.
It's harmful to your kidneys. It's harmful. Like, you are going to have so many health problems in the future.
Right.
Because it's like, just eat 6 small meals a day or 5 small meals a day.
Well,
be smaller portions. Watch what you put in your mouth. Do clean eating. Like, go to the gym. That's my opinion.
Right.
There's science that supports everything.
I'm not one, but I'm also not one for, like, crazy, like, diet fads or anything like that. Like, you know, I try and eat well and exercise, and hopefully that's enough.
Right.
You know, but it's, this whole, like, that one brand, the Bulletproof Coffee, is... People also call it, like, keto coffee.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Because that's what happens, is you're putting all this fat in your body.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good for you.
Well, and I just don't think I could just do that kind of diet.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
Well, I think it's going to be hard to be sustainable, like you said. And it's just... I don't know. I think it's if you want to get into something where... And if, you know, again, if you're wanting to lose weight real quickly, this sounds like it might be a good... you know, if maybe you're trying to kickstart yourself, because I know sometimes we get into these diets and it's like, if I haven't lost 10 pounds in a month, then it's not working. I don't want to do it. And we get depressed. Right.
Well,
so it's working, maybe that'll help us.
I guess my question too is, like, this research to it that's being done seems completely different than what we already know. And I mean, I'm always open to new
of course
discoveries and things like that.
Yeah.
But, like, they... the one bulletproof coffee that I was looking at, like the ingredient, like not the ingredients, but like the, I guess the nutrition facts the back or whatever. Sure.
Okay.
And it was 230 calories.
Yeah. It's not like you're not eating. You're still getting calories.
25 grams of fat.
Per serving.
What? Yeah. Like, as far as I know, those are the things that you should have on the lower end.
Right.
You know?
But again, it depends on, because if you remember, like, Atkins. Remember when Atkins was a big thing? And it was.
That's why I feel like this is kind of a fad. You know, it's like the next fad or whatever.
Yeah. So, or the South Beach diet or whatever it was. Yeah, exactly. You can't have any of those carbs. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you might as well, I tell you. Just get out. You're sweating to the oldies.
No. Oh, Richard.
Richard Simmons.
Oh, Richard, I love you.
And eat a salad. Get you some chicken and a sweet potato.
Well, yeah, like you had said, it's like the clean eating and the exercise. I just thought this was funny. And like I said, like last week when we were talking, like I had mentioned it just kind of, and you were like, what? I don't know what that is. Yeah. So I had not
heard of it, and now I've seen it everywhere, too. Yeah. Like, it's like maybe I had seen it, and I just wasn't paying attention.
Realizing what it was.
Yeah.
Cause, well, they have, like, the bulletproof, so, you know, it just seems like it's a brand of coffee, but no, it's, like, it's got some butter and some MCT in it.
I think it would just make me shit all day. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
well, that was a diet fad for a while, too, right? Yeah, just take laxatives or whatever that, like, vinegar diet is, or just, like, grapefruit or whatever that makes you, like, shit yourself for 3 days.
Oh, God. Jesus. Just go get a colonoscopy.
Right? What will they come up with next?
That prep. So, we've got a lifetime to know about it, you know? So,
that is the new phase.
Well, again, fan. I think if our listeners do it and it works for them, I think that's fantastic, right? Because they've gotten behind something you know, just all I ever am going to say is do your research on it. Make sure it's healthy for you.
Right.
Make sure you're not depriving yourself of things that
it
you need.
It just sounds so gross.
You know?
Like fat floating in your coffee.
Like coffee is like my sanctuary. Right. Like that's my my heaven in the morning.
That's what I said.
Like
you just ruined coffee. You just ruined it for me.
Yeah. So like I wouldn't want
Say like it was like a good alternative to like cream and sugar. You know? Which makes sense. Like cream, butter, sugar, coconut oil. Like that makes sense. But I drink my coffee black most of the time unless I like treat myself and get, you know, something fancy. Guys, if you're looking for a high fat
way to start your morning,
try some butter coffee.
Next thing, it'll be cream cheese coffee.
just
throw some of that in there and stir it around.
Oh, stop ruining it.
my coffee.
Anywho,
that's my thing for this week. That's interesting. That's interesting. I'm glad you brought it up.
I just wanted to get off my list.
At least you have a list.
Right? So, what about you, darling? What about this week?
Mine also ties into the colder weather.
Oh, nice.
This was actually something that a friend of mine had sent to me, I want to say two or three months ago. And it was one of those things I kind of laughed and I was like, know. And I actually, when I didn't do a lot of research into it. And of course, now that the polar vortex is upon us.
We're not doing anything else.
I was like, I wonder if I can pull this back out of my back pocket, you know. So, of course, you know, when it's so cold outside, when it is in the negative 20s, you go outside and you want to cover up with your gloves and you have your coat and your hat and your scarf.
I literally said before I left the house tonight, how much more shit do I have to put on to get out of the house?
And then you got to take it all off when you go somewhere. Well, imagine this, Molly, adding one more thing to cover yourself up, and that's an ankle scarf.
What?
For those that want to sport an ankle pant and a socksless loafer and or shoe.
Like a legging?
Nope, it's an ankle scarf. It's not a legging. Okay. It's an ankle scarf. And it's basically...
What?
Yeah, it's basically a scarf that goes around your ankle. Looks exactly like a scarf
that you tie around
your ankle. It looks like a little mini scarf. And you tie one around each ankle because you can't be fucking bothered to put on socks, you stupid millennials.
What?
So, here's the thing. This idea originally came from, so my friend Heather, actually, like I said, she sent this to me a couple months back. And when I had looked at it, like I said, I was like, this can't be real. Like, this has to be a fake thing. And
thanks, Heather.
Yeah. So when I started doing a little bit of research on it, I found that the idea actually originally came from a publication over in Germany.
Okay.
Called Der Postillion. I don't know what it means.
Okay.
But it's basically the German version of The Onion.
Oh,
so
the newspaper article,
the satire, the Onion. Okay, if you guys are familiar with The Onion, it's comedy satire. They kind of come up with these like funny scenarios or situations, and it's like that could be kind of real, you know, but it's not. It's satire. So
got it.
So this is Germany's version.
Okay,
and they said that it was a new trend for millennials due to the rise in flanking. I didn't know that flanking was even a thing.
Okay.
And flanking is actually the ankle fashion statement. So when you show off, we've been flanking for years, Mal.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
Flanking is showing off your ankle.
Like, because it's not 1920?
Word. It's a fashion word. Because it's called flashing your ankle. It's flanking.
Okay.
It's actually a fashion term.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's in Vogue, it's in all these other magazines, flanking.
Okay.
And it's when you wear, like, your ankle pant with a shoe or a socksless shoe.
So, you got some, what are those pants called? I don't wear them.
Waders, like the high waters or the clam diggers or the.
Clam diggers! Capris?
I figured you knew Capri.
No, I went with clam digger. No, I have short legs. I don't wear capris. It's not appropriate.
Now all I have in the top of my head is gold digger, but I think it's clam digger.
You ain't nothing but a clam digger.
She's just looking for some shrimp.
Okay.
So flanking.
Got it.
A fashion term.
Okay.
We didn't know.
I did not know.
So anytime you come over here now, I would be like, oh, you flanky ho.
Yeah. Got it. Well, yeah, because I wear a lot of sneakers and
with my
no-show socks.
Or your no-show socks.
Yeah, so I'm flanking every day, baby.
Right and left. flanking is a way of life. So the hype kind of caught on, and let me just go back a second. So
please.
When ankle scarves started through this German website, it was actually a joke.
Okay.
So it truly was.
Oh, so it's like Chindogu.
Yes, I have that written down. It's like Chindogu. all of our podcasts tie together. So it was actually a joke saying like, oh, this will be the next trend that millennials will need ankle scarves because they can't be bothered to put on a sock because it's not, you know, in fashion or in style. They have to keep with the trend. Well.
Hey ho. Somebody took us for serious.
As we would say, America says, hold my beer.
We got you.
We will let this go forward. So as the hype basically caught on, it made its way kind of around the globe. And because of the cold, like, you know, temps that are coming out, especially this year and everything, that they've actually become a thing.
Okay.
So ankle scarves are truly.
I mean, I believe it.
Because when I first started looking it up, I'm like, oh, I can't do this. It's not a thing. Like, it's just a fake news.
Right.
It's hashtag fake news. Right. And then I was like, holy shit.
They're on Amazon.
So I went around and people have actually started making them. And of course then I was like, well, do you actually have to make them and buy them? Like, can't you just cut up a scarf and like
tie
it around?
But you gotta have those name brand like flanking scarves.
Yeah, exactly. So this is my Dolce & Gabbana ankle scarf. It costs more than your house. Nah. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. So the So the biggest site that I found, Etsy, of course, where you can buy human teeth and now ankle scarves.
Yes.
It was basically the largest retailer of ankle scarves. And the majority are actually hand knit. So it's a bunch of people just knitting together ankle scarves in all different kinds of yarn colors and fashions. And they do actually resemble tiny scarves. Like, it's they tie around and they have the little fringe that hangs off.
I can picture it, totally.
And there's all these pictures of them everywhere. Some on mannequins, some on real people.
Okay.
A few looked like blinged out scrunchies.
Sure.
Like, it was just like a cuff, basically, that they had put, and they were calling it an ankle scarf, and I was like, you just bejeweled a scrunchie.
I was going to say, or bedazzle, the top of your sock, and then, cut off the bottom.
Yeah, that's basically what they did. Yeah, and so I was like, meh. But they were selling around, I saw them anywhere from $15 a pair to $50 a pair.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, $50 a pair.
I'm going to cut up an old shirt and just rip around my ankles.
Just take the cuffs. We can start our own business with ankle scarves. I did check Amazon because I thought, okay, well, if they're selling them on Amazon, then they truly are selling them everywhere. And they are not, I could not find them on Amazon.
Okay.
But what I thought was funny is that when I started looking on Amazon, they were basically like, they didn't have any, but then all of a sudden I started getting all these leg warmers. And I'm like, well, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what this is.
Yeah.
They're
just shorter.
It's the 2019 version.
Okay.
Leg warmer.
I see where you're going.
And I was we wore leg warmers.
Yeah. Yeah. I have leg warmers.
Now?
Yes.
Oh, Molly. You never disappoint me. I love you.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. So we're basically just kind of recycling that trend, right? The leg warmer. And I never actually wore leg warmers outside of...
Oh, they're so cute.
Like dance class. Well, because I don't know how I would... I mean, I guess I have on
with leggings.
I have on boot socks now. So they go up to your knees kind of a thing, which is kind of would be considered,
pretty much,
a leg warmer because it's warming my leg.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I never actually wore leg warmers, but it made me think of this just super... Okay, so it made me think of the story. So this was back when I was, I would say, between the ages of 14 and 16, because I couldn't drive yet because I had to get dropped off at the mall. This is good. You just stay
with me. When people went to the mall.
Right. When there was a mall to go to. so stay with me, listeners, because this is so embarrassing. But anyway, so every year... My family would always go, we went to St. Louis in the summer. We'd catch a Cardinals game kind of a thing. And we'd go shopping at Union Station.
Okay.
And they had a Banana Republic.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And my sister and I would always fight over, we always wanted to get something from there because we didn't have a Banana Republic here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so my mom would be like, well, it's so expensive. I'll buy, you guys have to decide on one item and, share it and I'll buy that.
Okay.
So I remember this one year we decided on this. I know.
That's rough.
I know. It's amazing that I'm... the wonderful person I've turned out to be today. And so we decided on it was this navy blue sweatshirt that said Banana Republic across the front and green or whatever.
Of course.
So it's super just, low key, whatever, it's Banana Republic. People would be like, oh my God. I'd be like, yeah, it's whatever. So I want to say that we had a schedule of when we could wear this sweatshirt. And my sister was basically well, you can wear it now, between now and October or whatever. And which is still warm.
Right.
Right?
It's so too hot. She's saving it for the winter.
Bound and damn determined to wear this thing, okay? This is a really long story and I apologize. But so I decided it was the end of September. I decided to wear this fucking sweatshirt to the mall to meet up with friends.
Okay.
And I thought, how cool would this be if I had the faded jeans.
Of course.
That had the holes in them.
Okay. Yes.
And then I
Like the 1,000 holes?
Yeah.
I had those jeans.
All there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I tight rolled them because this was still kind
of the French roll where you put it over and then
roll it up. Yep.
Yeah.
So I did that. So I was flanking then. But I remember thinking, how cool would it be if I had something come out of my pants to cover the ankle?
Right?
My dumb ass put on long underwear.
Underneath my jeans.
So that they could show through the little holes.
Yeah.
And then came down.
That was a trend.
I walked through that mall fucking sweating.
I was going to say, were you swassed out?
I think I had to go to the bathroom and take my leg, my long underwear
off.
So
you could totally...
But my ankles were super sweating, but I was like, I get it. I get the need for an ankle
scarf. You could totally get on board with the ankle scarf.
No.
Or at least your 14-year-old self could have.
No, my 14-year-old self wore long underwear. to cover my ankles because I felt like it was practical at the end of September. I'm not sure how I feel about the ankle scarf. Like, actually,
I'm not hating it. I have to be honest with you. I'm not hating it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait to, like, show the picture. Like, yeah. They do. It's basically, everybody that I've seen, it's loafers. Like, you're wearing loafers. Yeah. And although they're a couple on Etsy, it was, like, they had boots. And so they had black boots and then, black ankle boots and black pants. But then they put this around.
Yeah.
On the outside, so it was kind of over your ankle keeping it warm, but it was really more for a pop of color,
right? Like, I'm not hating this, Angela. I'm not.
Pop of color down at the bottom. Yeah.
Okay.
But can you imagine if you lost one? Like, think of how many times you lose a glove or you have to get a whole new set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't just wear one. What are you, Michael Jackson?
Or Punky Brewster?
Yeah. See? 80s out. You can make a new trend. The Uno ankle.
Oh my god. I'm totally going to wear that out.
The Uno flank.
Little scarf on my ankle.
Yeah. I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah. All right.
It's the Uno flank. Solo flank.
I like this thing.
Scars. Yeah. Okay. So it's a thing. Those of you that are trying to find new ways to keep warm, wrap some shit around your ankles. Tell people it's fashion.
All right.
It's fashion, all right. Brenda. Look it up. It's called fashion.
You know. Makes me feel young and hip. I like it.
Well, that's cool.
I like your thing.
Yeah, so just a quick little thing to get us through the cold winter months.
Okay, cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy that. So
I'm going to Etsy later. All right.
You can knit your own. I mean,
yeah. I don't think I could do like the knitted ones though. I'd want like a silky type.
I didn't see the silky ones. You could maybe you'll have to start your own.
What is that when like you know you tie it around your neck? What
a kerchief?
What did Fred from
an ascot?
Scooby Doo always
wear?
Yeah,
kerchief. Bless you. You'd be a flight attendant then.
No, not around my neck, around my ankles.
You would be an ankle flight attendant. Maybe you should sell that to American Airlines.
Oh, totally.
Move your kerchief or your ass neck down.
Screw the neck. Cut the ankle.
What's funny is that, because then I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, do I know anybody that even knits that could, like, knit ankle scarves for me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I did. I remember seeing a while back that there was an article about how knitting is becoming a new millennial thing.
Oh, it's huge.
Like, I don't know why. It was.
It's the whole, like, getting back to
farm to table.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know the right word for it.
And, like, nature. You know, disowning, like, technology and just being, like, you know, that kind
of. Well, where the fuck do you think they learned how to knit?
Yeah, YouTube. Right? YouTube.
Dumbasses. God, when did I become a crotchety old woman?
I don't know.
I know, but
I like the millennial crowd.
They're cool. I do too. I think it's great that
I think I'm more so jealous that I'm not a millennial.
I think it's great knitting's making a comeback because, you know, when this ice quake hits and we all die, somebody's gonna have to make us clothes.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to knit.
How are my ankles gonna stay warm, Angela?
Well, you're gonna need more ankle scarves. In this polar vortex. So, no, I mean, I don't know how to sew. Like, I mean, and they really don't, like, I mean, I guess I learned how to sew in home ec. Like, I had to take home ec in 8th grade, and we had to learn
I still
to,
have
like,
my apron.
Oh, you had to make grade? An apron? Mm-hmm. We had to make a gym bag.
Ooh.
Yeah, that whole circle
on
the
sides. Yeah.
Oh, it was all puckered. It was not good.
Not good so
it
much,
was
huh?
All, you know, it was all puckered. And then I think for extra credit, I tried to make pajamas, and they did not go over well.
Not so well, huh?
No. So my mom's a huge quilter, though. I mean, she loves to do that kind of stuff. But
well, I feel like it's something that, you know, like, I guess trends come back around.
Well, we used to have leg warmers, and we've just cut them down to ankle scarves. So
I like it.
The whole neon thing's coming back. So, right out. So,
all right, cool. Yeah. I like it.
So, that's my topic. So, you're sitting there trying to lose weight and get warm,
drink your butter coffee
and
wear your ankle
scarves. Throw some butter
in
your coffee and put a scarf on your ankle.
Nice.
Call it a day.
I'll do it.
All right.
Happy Sunday. All right. Oh, yeah. We did want to mention at this point when this episode
super
comes
excited.
Out, we will have just put out our first mini-sode. So I think once a month, probably like, what do you say, like the first Wednesday of every month?
I think so, yeah.
We're going to put out a mini-sode, which is going to be, I would say, a month in review on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
So things that we have posted on Instagram that we know some of our listeners don't have Instagram, or just to have a discussion about what has been put up on our page. And
we know you guys wanted more, so we're giving you more.
So yeah, stay tuned. We are already have our first one out. Came out last Wednesday, and then we will post another one the first week of March.
Yeah,
and
so on and so forth.
Hopefully, go on from there. Yeah. So check out the minisode if you haven't already listened.
Yeah.
And
don't forget to rate and review if you get a chance. And I mean, thank you guys always for listening and keep sending us your ideas. We love everything that comes your way. So yeah, thank you guys as always for listening, and thank you world for being bougie.
Bye.